Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to a brand new show all about different healing themes in astrology. Today is February 18th, 2019, and we're going to talk about Chiron in Aries, evolving Mars, and healing our masculine energies. This is going to be a really good show to come back to or even to contemplate these topics more, because this is true energy working within each of us in a primal way. Aries is the very first astrological sign. It is the beginning point. It is the initiation. It's before we have an understanding of what else is out there. So it brings up what is within me now. And we're going to look at how this Chiron in Aries journey will last until 2027. And during that time of these next 8 years, we are all going to be healing our masculine energies in a whole new way. We're going to be healing our concepts of self. We're going to be working with Mars in a more prominent way. So I will share more about what all this means in today's show and how you can be aware of this energy in your own chart, of course. I think that's where there's the most value, is when we can take these astrological concepts and then apply them to our lives and to our journeys now. So thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure to connect with you through this podcast. And if you are new to this program, welcome. I appreciate that you have found it, and I hope that you will subscribe or follow along as I release new episodes for you on Mondays and Wednesdays. You can find out more about me on my two personal websites. The first one is ConsciousCoolChic.com. That's where you can find out more about my 12 books, spiritual teachings, consciousness topics, and other offerings. Or if you are a spiritual expert yourself, you are a healer, a guide, an author, you might find out more that you need over at MollyMcCord.online, which is where I help you grow your online business platform. I give you videos there, advice, guidance, all kinds of stuff. So I want to support everyone stepping into themselves, and I hope that both or either of these websites has resources for you to do so. In this class, or I'm sorry, show, I keep calling this a class, don't I? In this show, we talk about healing themes on Monday. And I feel like this is such a powerful time right now. The middle of February here is quite strong with energies changing. And it's not only astrologically, it's something intuitive. It's something within us that is shifting and rising up. It's something within us that is ready to come up and out. And I feel like it grows throughout these last 10 days in February, and that we're going to get some bigger downloads in March. And this energy is forward moving. It's an upswing, okay? Like, so things are moving up. It's that sense of the energies are moving us forward. All planets are direct. And there is a time of newness that is coming through. And I wish I could grasp it more for you, and I guess that also is part of this energy too, where it's not quite clear. Now, as I do this show, the sun is at the very last degree of Aquarius. It's about ready to move into Pisces, and we're going to have a full moon in Virgo on February 19th. And after this full moon, I'm just getting the image of more doors opening, things revealing themselves, things being released, the letting go of what you were holding or carrying, just feeling lighter, of just ending, being over. It's all part of this upswing energy, and there's a surge of it right now, and I hope you feel that in some area of your own life, that it's something that you're sensing too. because, again, I can't quite put the right words to it, but there's just this movement that we're really in a new time, in a new paradigm, in a new, it's like a new playground of potentials. And we're ready because we're preparing for this next decade that's coming in 2020, but we're also completing and closing chapters of this last decade. And so that's part of this overlap. It's sort of a anticipatory energy. It's like this, I'm ready, and I don't know what's coming, but I'm ready, and I want what's next, and I want this new chapter. And I'm ready for where I'm going, even though I can't see it, but I feel it. And we have a seriousness to the energies right now. Not only is it this full moon in Virgo, which makes sure that we're aware of our responsibilities, our daily tasks, what needs our attention, what we need to take care of, but we also have Venus conjunct Saturn at 16 degrees. And then we have Venus conjunct Pluto coming up this week too. So the Venus energy is where we're receiving. And Venus is where we want to be in love with ourselves and in love with other people. It's where we share love. It's a feminine energy of that giving and receiving. It's how we relate to one another. It's how we really feel strong in our sense of self. And this week, the feminine energies are having to deal with real world matters. And that's because of the full moon in Virgo, the moon being a feminine energy, and Venus meeting up with Saturn and then Pluto in Capricorn. So we're really being, it's like brought to earth. I get these visuals. If you're new to this program, I get visuals as I speak. So that's why this sounds a little different perhaps than other podcasts or information out there. It's because as I start the show, I just channel and I just listen and receive and I get images that I try to convey to you. And right now, these images are of feeling grounded and rooted in your body and being very aware of how far you've come, of what you've had to regenerate within yourself as things fell away and they were released and they were gone and they had to end. And then you had to summon the strength to regenerate. And that's the visual I'm getting, is a regeneration of energies, even at a cellular level, like the sense of I have to build my life anew, I have to start something new, I have to start something fresh. But it has to do with your internal world more so than the external, is that there's this regeneration of how you love yourself this week that's coming in. And it's going to look different than maybe what you thought. It could be that you have to have some clear boundaries, you have to stand up for yourself, you have to be solid in a decision or a choice. It's something that you have to maintain a sense of self-love, even if it's tested, even if there is something that's trying to, it's like impede on that. There's an energy here of you're seeing your own strength come out. You're really getting something clear within yourself of what you can do on your own, of how you can stand on your own. And I feel that's part of this regeneration energy. Just overall, it's like we are different now. We're different. And Chiron in Aries is so fresh right now. As I do this show, Chiron is at 0 degrees of Aries in 0 minutes. Literally just moved in to Aries. And the image I'm getting is of the universe. So imagine you look up at the sky and you see the vastness and how the sky is limitless. And you can visualize how the universe just goes on and on, right? The energies are eternal. And that was the very last degree of Pisces, where everything is surrendered and dissolved back to the field of pure potential, back to the energy of nothingness and everything. And so after visualizing the universe out there, the sky, the cosmos, whatever comes up for you, what I'm seeing now is then that image of the universe is actually being held within an egg. And that egg represents the Chiron in Aries, where 0 degrees of Aries is the beginning point of all potential and all matter. It's where something first comes into form. And so it's basically this egg holding all these new potentials of the universe within it. And as the egg starts to crack, it's where that next form comes out and is released. And Chiron in Aries is the, it's like this pure, innocent part of us, this energy that we don't even know how to think of it yet. It's just a primal feeling, as Aries is. It's like, this is just my gut level feeling around something. And the Chiron in Aries is bringing up this question of, who am I now? So that would make sense why it could be hard to get some answers, because so many things feel wide open. The potentials are there. It is limitless. It's like there could be many things that are coexisting. And I'm seeing this as timelines that are converging together of where you were, where you are, and your pure potential. And it's an understanding of how when you clear the slates, okay, when you just are complete with a healing cycle, a phase and time of your life, an experience, relationships, karmic cycles, you know, you name it. When you just feel complete with something and you're brought back to this place of quiet and pure potential, anything can come out. Anything can be birthed. Chiron in Aries is now asking us to be in alignment with who we are now in a way that's very different than before. And I know that many of you, you've been through deep life changes, deaths of yourself, whether that's the false ego or a chapter in your life or something happening, and it just, it's over. You feel it, you know it, and now you're waiting. And you're waiting for what's next. I don't know what's next. Anything could be next. And there's meant to be an excitement around that, because the Aries energy is motivational. It's inspiring. It's energetic. It's, I'm ready. And it's impatient. It's, I'm ready now. Now, 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 now. And so there's a part of you that could be very ready. But the Chiron energy can also show us our insecurities, our doubts, our vulnerabilities, where a part of you could be insecure about what you can't see, about what's next, because it is brand new, and is it something you can have confidence in? Chiron in Aries is where we're growing in confidence to be ourselves. To say, yes, this is who I am now. And ultimately, the Chiron energy heals us to a place of self-acceptance, but we have something that has to be healed first. We have an aspect of ourselves that perhaps we've been at war with. Aries is war. Aries is anger. Aries is impatience and frustration and attacks. And this is energy you could have felt towards yourself, towards a part of yourself, a part of yourself that you kept away from your conscious mind, but a part of yourself that you have not been accepting. And now we all collectively are healing on this path together, meaning we have to take responsibility for parts of ourselves we didn't accept, parts of ourselves that weren't, it feels like, even good enough for our ego mind and or aspect of self. Aries and any fire sign can be very ego-driven. How does this look? How do I appear to others? What does this mean for my self-identity? It can inflate us to a point of having that false ego or that mask. And we can be unconsciously wearing this and moving through life with it, thinking it makes us strong, until something comes in and pops that balloon, or a spear comes in and hits us in the heart, or in the case of Chiron, in the Achilles tendon, and slows you down, where you have to look at it. You have to look at where an aspect of your own energy was not being accepted, was not being loved. And that's the aspect of yourself that kept creating the wound, that kept creating the doubt, that kept creating the insecurity, because we tell ourselves, often at a subconscious level, that we have to be a certain thing in life to be worthy, or we have to show up a certain way to be strong, or we have to demonstrate confidence. And this Chiron in Aries is deeply reworking what that means to love ourselves for who we are and to accept ourselves as individuals. Because Aries is the individual. It's not wanting to do things for anybody else. It's independence. It's the independence to be yourself. Can you summon up the strength to be yourself on your own terms? And this is the new questions that are coming up, because the ego might answer and say, of course I can, sure, absolutely, but then we have to demonstrate it, and we have to demonstrate it in a way that doesn't create more of the wound. Okay, so we're working within ourselves, and this can show up, however, as outside of ourselves. Somebody insults you, someone attacks you, someone says this, someone does that, and it affects your sense of self, or it has you doubt parts of your life or parts of who you are. Chiron in Aries is helping you develop a thicker skin to stand in your individuality. And I see it as the shield, a warrior's shield, where you're shielding in your energy, you're shielding in what you know is true. In other words, all you have to say is, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Or Chiron in Aries is, I know you are, but what am I? You're rubber. No, wait. I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you, right? There we go. Those are our mantras. The Chiron in Aries is helping you feel stronger in yourself, because that's how you're healing these parts of yourself. And ultimately, it goes into healing our wounded and shadow masculine energies that have felt the need to overcompensate in unhealthy ways. So there's shadow work with all Chiron energies, because it's healing work. And there's the healing of where we felt this need to prove ourselves. in an unhealthy way, the unhealthy proving of self. You can show up for something and do your best, give it your all, and be confident in how you performed or how you acted that is bolstering of your confidence, right? Or you can show up and try to be number one, annihilate everyone else, outdo the competition, and prove that you're the best. Now, there's variations of these experiences. And basically, we're looking at what conscious choices are good for your energy and good for your sense of self about how you assert yourself. Because if you think about the concept of always proving or always being number one or always being the best compared to other people, you can waste a lot of energy and never be satisfied. But if you were to take a different approach and to say, I'm going to do the best I can for myself, I'm going to be better than I was yesterday, I'm going to focus on improving my stats, my time, my what have you, then you're coming up from a place of improving yourself on your own terms, where it isn't about the other. And healthy Aries energy isn't about the other, it's about the best you, the best version of you. That awesome cliche phrase, the best version of you. So what we're looking at here is what is the best version of you now? And because there is this egg of pure potential that's hatching, it's going to be demonstrated over the next 8 years who you are now. And what this means to you now, and what is worth your energy and what is not. You know, where you stand strong in who you are, and let that be enough, and not feeling like you have to assert, attack, go to war with others to demonstrate something. Now, Chiron in Aries will now be ruled by Mars, because Aries is ruled by Mars. So whatever Mars is doing in the sky gives us more information about the Chiron in Aries healing journey. And right now, as I do this show, Mars is in Taurus at 2 degrees, which gives strength to where you want to place your values, your commitments, what matters to you on your own terms. Because Taurus is about what you gather, what you gain, what you possess, that is self-reliant. It's a survivalist, if you will. It's concerned with how I can take care of myself and how I can live on my own terms. It's quite independent when it needs to be. It wants to be able to coexist with the environment. Any of the earth signs are about the natural resources on the planet. And so the Mars in Taurus energy has this sense of, I'm only going to assert myself where I deem it's valuable, where I deem it's important, where I deem it's worth my effort. Because you can't overextend yourself or be everything to everyone. This is an observer energy. It's a slow and steady energy. And I feel like as Chiron moves through Aries, you're going to have different themes show up, different healing themes show up depending on where Mars is. Because of the rulership, we always go to Mars for more information. So there's also the Mars in Taurus is about money and finances, what you accumulate, what you purchase, what you buy, what you'll pay for something. And in Mars, I feel like there's this sense of you know what you want for the long haul, when you really go to this place within you that it's like there's nobody else around, right? And you can just listen to the trees. You can listen to the earth. You can listen to the environment and gain clarity about what's important and what you need. And again, it's not about other people. So this energy signature is, again, coming back to yourself, who you are now, and if you're in alignment with your own sense of self, that for some people could feel selfish if your energy has always been focused on the other or the world or those around you. And this is asking you to get clear on your own terms, because when you are fortified from within with a sense of your own worth and your own strength and your own power, it sets you up to really build what matters to you. And so right now, Mars in Taurus is a builder. It builds things up slowly over time. It says, this is where I'm going to invest my resources. And ideally, it's for a payoff. And that doesn't necessarily mean a financial payoff, but an energetic payoff, something that will last, that is has a good foundation. So this Mars in Taurus energy is important because of how this is where Chiron is as it moves into Aries and stays. It's called an ingress chart when a planet moves in and stays in a new sign. And it has to do with what you're building up now for the next 8 years. And it's okay not to know, because it's going to become clearer as we progress. Of course, as it always does, right? But it's like it doesn't feel clear now because Mercury is in Pisces conjunct Neptune, which is also the other ideas coming in. And the sense of something else moving us forward. So there's a big trusting energy here as well, where that trusting energy is in the egg. It's in the egg, and it's like it's safe now. That's also what's strong, is there's a sense of it's safe now to move ahead, to move on, to do something differently, to do something new. It's safe. Whereas before, it didn't feel safe. Do you know what I mean? It was sort of that hesitancy or things weren't clear. But a lot's been cleared out, and now it's safe to move forward with your new sense of self that's going to keep coming through. And I feel like it can happen quickly. And it can happen overnight for some people. And I'm feeling it as a new aspect of confidence in yourself that can feel both fresh and familiar. Like brand new, but also completely familiar. And this is part of how you know it's safe to move forward. You know that it's okay to be different, to be yourself, to honor who you are now, to not hide. Again, when we hide the aspects of ourselves, we perpetuate that wounding. We perpetuate that this part of me isn't loved or accepted, so I'm going to keep it over here, keep it away so others can't see it, others can't judge it, others can't basically reinforce the messages I've been telling myself. But now we call these parts of ourselves forward and say, no, I love this about myself. This is absolutely who I am. And so all of this, astrologically and energetically, leads to a new understanding of masculine energies. Now, we each hold masculine and feminine energies within us. It does not matter the sex or gender of any of us. It's energies that we all hold. And there could be one energy signature that's more dominant, whether that's been through your programming growing up or whether that is through something that you're more comfortable with. But we all have both feminine and masculine. And this healing chapter, as Chiron moves through Aries, is healing concepts of masculinity that had to prove themselves. And I'm hearing the warrior, because Aries is a warrior energy. I'm hearing the fight, what you had to fight for, what you had to demonstrate. You had to prove you were strong. You had to prove you were capable. Prove, prove, prove. And this is saying, I don't have to prove anything to anybody. Unless I'm demonstrating from a place of confidence. So there's an energetic difference between what you think you have to prove because of forces outside of you versus what you choose to demonstrate because of forces within you. If it's coming within you and you're like, I want to do this, I need to do this, I can do this, that is a different energy than the people or situations or circumstances outside of you that are, like, I'm hearing pestering you to be something you're not. So this new chapter in healing the masculine energies is meant to come from a new sense of confidence in self around how you manage your energies. And by manage your energies, I mean mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. And that means being very conscious around what you give energy to. So it's the confidence to say no. It's the confidence to say yes. It's the confidence to do something on your terms. And it's also, it's interesting, I'm hearing it's the confidence to not know. Chiron brings up, again, where we're insecure. And so there's things that we could just not know about ourselves just yet, or we don't know the answer. So it's actually now the confidence to communicate your truth. To communicate your truth, say the words you need to say with confidence. I know I'm repeating myself here with saying confidence, but that is such an important word right now, especially after all this intense Pisces energy where it could feel like we were egoless, we were powerless, we were a victim, we were the ones who didn't know what to do, who felt lost at sea. Confidence is back. The sense of self is coming back. The desire to start new is here. So it's quite re-energizing because, again, the clean slate is now here. And when there's a clean slate and when there's this fresh self, sense of self, and you're meeting new aspects of yourself, it can take time to integrate them. It can take time to fully understand these parts of yourself. And I'm getting the image of it's like so many more men are opening up to more of who they are emotionally. Oh, okay. I just got kind of a heavy image, but I'm going to share it with you about a lot of the sexual abuse and especially children. that has been experienced around the globe, and that there have been many people, many men, who have been carrying these wounds. And I do feel a strong connection to the church, the Catholic Church, and that's becoming more public, the systemic abuse. And I feel like there's more men who are going to be triggered to do deeper healing, to release these parts of their experiences. Because I'm getting this image of a man with the really tender little boy inside of him who's been carrying a lot of pain, confusion, insecurity, shame. It's the shame of, like, I did something wrong. It's my fault. I asked for it. There's going to be more stories, more healing stories of men healing that inner boy. And I feel like has this deeper energy around it that will require therapy, as these things do, as they need to do, to talk it out, to work it out, to feel safe, to share these things that you couldn't put out in the world, that even maybe you've been harboring in a way that your wife doesn't know, your girlfriend doesn't know, your family members don't know. And there's a new, it's like this push. It's like a push to get it out because it's a collective masculine energy that's being deeply healed. And I feel it as something bigger than you that exposes and heals many, many people as a result. It's like this ripple effect where one who speaks up, it allows others to speak up. We've been in this for a while now with other stories and industries revealing abuse. But this feels new, that there's even more that's going to come forth because Chiron in Aries is providing more support now. It's like I'm getting the image of these men saying, no, I deserve this. I deserve to heal. I deserve to release this. I deserve to be free of this. Like, it comes from a place of strength. That's why it feels different. It's like previously it could have felt, again, powerless or feeling like a victim. But now it comes from a place of strength. And the energy has shifted where the anger can't be suppressed and doesn't need to be and doesn't want to be. And the anger is just the first part of the pain, and then the pain comes out and it just moves the energy through. It's like there's this movement of release. I just feel this huge shift in men, in masculine energy for each of us, all of us, in the next 8 years, where we understand that we have strength and we have parts of our life that have made us feel weak, but that doesn't make us weak. That is part of how we develop more courage and strength. And I feel like there's going to be more, I'm hearing spaces at the table. Like I'm getting this image of tables and people sitting down and there's being more openings to talk about things and to work through them and support or community or whatever it might be in a place. It's interesting because when you start to talk and share what you've been through, that's also an activation of feminine energies because feminine energy is about relating. And so there's the sense of I don't have to carry this anymore. I can be strong in myself and share, and it's like this balance of masculine and the feminine energies that keeps increasing as we move into the next decade. And again, it sets this new paradigm of what it means to be a strong man. And I feel like there's many people who have been pushed through this experience, and they didn't know that others would follow. In other words, they're actually a leader, and they can help other men or other people move through something because of what they've been through. And it's shifting relationships, it's shifting expectations of each other. It's allowing us to be more in our wholeness and our fullness as feminine and masculine beings. It's removing the masks and removing the false sense of self in a way that, again, is more accepting of who we really are. So the Chiron in Aries is going to be evolving masculine energies, and we're going to be able to see it through Mars, especially as Mars moves through different astrological signs, the different themes and energies will be more pronounced. And it'll give indicators into the healing cycle. So this means every healing cycle is going to be 2 years, because it takes Mars 2 years to go around the full zodiac. And as it moves back into Aries, it'll be a checking in point. I'm seeing, again, the spiral, a spiraling up of masculine energies into a truer, purer form of expression that is strong, independent, clear, solid, the protector image, like that ability to take care of others. That ability to be a rock and to be really strong in oneself, but by accepting all of oneself too. So I'm also feeling like with every 2 year cycle, there's going to be more tools that are introduced. Sort of like new spiritual tools that can be used to heal the masculine identity, heal the ego or the false ego, heal a sense of self that needs to be accepted. And also the body. Chiron in Aries is associated with our bodies, how we feel in our skin, how we feel as a person who exists on the planet. And so what we're looking at, we feel strong in ourselves, how we feel strong in our physical appearance, our bodies and exercise, everything about the physicalness of our experiences. That's part of how we're gaining more confidence. So it could be an initiation into a new relationship with your body. It can be something that you're ready to begin that maybe, you know, you don't sure if you can do it. You're not sure if you're going to be any good at it. But it's about how you show up in the world is going to be an area to stay mindful of, and to stay mindful where those insecurities and doubts come in. Because I'm feeling like, again, it's a new chapter, a new phase, a new sense of self, and there's this new alignment in the chakras. This new alignment in the chakras that are, I'm seeing like concentric circles for each chakra. That's the expansiveness of who you are now. Okay, it's this new sense of self in each of the chakras. And that's what's supporting us too. Chiron in Aries, I'm going to keep talking about it in this weekly podcast. And it's interesting because I know I keep pausing during the show because I'm listening. And again, it's like things aren't totally clear, but they're going to be. And I suppose that's the best way to describe right now. It's that there is the new energy, there is the new movement, and trust what feels right. Trust where your gut goes. Trust where you feel an excitement and a surge, and that's where you're meant to follow the energy trail. Because that's where it's going to lead you to more of your true self now. So, I feel like we're good for today, and I'll be back on Wednesday with another show. You know, this Mercury and Pisces conjunct Neptune is really can do a number on you when you can't find the words and you're trying to convey something, but the words aren't coming through. So you might feel this too in your own world, is that you can't grasp what you want to say, but you feel it and you see it and you know it. So we're opening up here to even more of our spiritual abilities right now, and it's never boring to be able to tap into some of these messages and how they can come through. So thanks for joining, friends. I will see you back here on Wednesday. I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and here we go. A whole new chapter is really underway, so it will be exciting, I'm sure. Okay, I'll see you back here on Wednesday. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.